They were going to talk this morning about showering during the 9 days. One of the examples of avelus is the idea of rechitza. As it says on the top of the source sheet, Masechet Ta'anit, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, as I said, all the Divrei Torah in memory of my father, Tzvi Meir ben Moshe Yonatan, Areni Kaparat Mishkavo, the first person that took me to Shul on Tisha B'Av and showed me what it meant to mourn as a Jew, not just to be happy as a Jew. I know that's part of Judaism. We don't like to make that public, but it is part of Judaism not just to be happy as a Jew, but also to deal with sadness. So it says, Amar Rav Ram, Amar Rav Chisda, in the Gemara and Tainis, Kol Shehu Mishum Avel, Kegon Tisha B'Av Ve'Avel, anything that has to do with mourning. In other words, there's a restriction of showering or bathing because of mourning, such as a mourner. What kind of mourner? Shiva, Shloshim, Yud Bet Chodesh, take a wild guess. Sure. Probably Shiva. Tisha B'Av, which is like Shiva, except for a few exceptions. Asur ben Becham and ben Sonen. You can't wash yourself not in hot water, nor in cold water. Kol Shehu Mishum Ta'anug, but if it's a day where God says, don't put pleasure upon yourself, don't pleasure yourself, Kegon Ta'anit Tzibor, like a public fast day, such as Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a Shabbos, so therefore we have other restrictions, but had it not been a Shabbos, but just a Ta'anit Tzibor, Becham and Asur B'Tzonin Mutar, on a fast day, it's just not to bring yourself to a sensation of pleasure. And quite frankly, that only happens if you take a nice hot bath. So if you wash yourself in cold water, there's no pleasure there. That's what the Gemara says. This Gemara doesn't say anything about the 9 days, about Shavua Shechalbo, doesn't mention it at all. So where did it come up that during the 9 days we walk around and sometimes there are Jews that say, I'm showering but I really shouldn't. You know those kind of Jews? Like they feel sorry for themselves. I'm showering but I really shouldn't. I don't know, if you really shouldn't, why are you doing it? No, it's okay, I have a heter, but I shouldn't. And there's Jews out there that don't shower at all, and we'd rather not be in the same room with them. And there's people in between that take a lukewarm shower, or diminish a bit in the minutes that they shower during the day, and the list goes on and on and on. Where did that come from? So I hate to bring out the obvious, and I hate to be the exposure of truth, but we're sitting in a shul, we're learning Torah, we have to tell the truth. In halachic books, it just says, aser mutar, aser mutar. There's no differentiation or distinction between what and what. Between a doraisa and a derabanan and a minhag and the fourth. A gornish, tzam. A guy made it up, he put it into a book. You ever hear that? It's out there too. No, we have four kinds of things that Jews do. There's a Doraisa, there's a Rabbanon, there's a Minog, and there's a Narishkeit. Now, when you read a halachic book, there's no distinction. Everything's in there. Asamutta, you don't know. You think dipple and apple and honey is as important as not driving on Shabbos. But when you come to learn Torah, honestly, then you hear the Rambam, V'Shabbat Shechal Tisha B'Av Li'iyot B'Tocha, not Shabbos, but the week that Tisha B'Av falls in, which as I said, this year is either a full week, because Tisha B'Av on a calendar is Shabbos, or it's nothing, because Tisha B'Av as a fast day, as a day of mourning, is on Sunday. So, that week, Asur L'Saper V'Lechabes, you're not allowed to take a haircut probably, maybe shave, and L'Chabes, do laundry. The Kfar Nahagu Yisrael, but there is a min hug. See, the Rambam wasn't like a halachic book that you read today. Min hug. Shelo lechol basar b'shabbatzu, not to eat meat. We once had a kolel dinner for the end of the year, and we had meat and wine. And I explained why you're not allowed to have meat and wine on the 9 days. And I hope I made the point that it is absolutely nothing to do with mourning in general. It probably has to do with mourning over the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, because a mourner sitting Shiva on the floor can eat meat and drink wine. As a matter of fact, one of the things that should be on the menu of the first meal that a mourner eats after he comes back from the funeral is wine. Gemara and Sanhedrin, open. Owning can't eat meat and wine. So it has nothing to do with mourning. It probably has to do with the fact that there's no korbanos and there's no nesachim, and therefore we mourn. So, amongst the various minhagim of what we call Shavua Shechalbo, or the 9 days, the Rambam adds, V'lo yichantzu l'merchatz, ad sheyavor ha'ta'anit. How would you translate those words? I'll help you out. And you shouldn't go into blank until the fast is over. What's blank? What's merchatz?
Bath house.
Let me put it into my terms. Jacuzzi. Spa. Okay? If the Rambam wanted to say, don't wash yourself, he would have said, don't wash yourself. He does say that, by the way. Where does the Rambam say that? Take a wild guess. Do we have any times of the year we can't wash ourselves?
Sure.
Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av. We have it. The Rambam doesn't say this. It's don't go into a bath house, spa, jacuzzi. That's the way I read the Rambam. I'll prove it a bit later. Shulchan Aruch. Now we go to the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh nohagim, again, minhag, shelo lirchotz mirosh chodesh. Here the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, is different from the Rambam. He says, don't wash from Rosh Chodesh. If you look on the left side, the Shulchan Aruch brings another kind of minhag. And some only have this minhag on the Shavua Shechalbo, on the week of Tisha B'Av, which, as I said, this year is either a full week or a day. What is that based on? We'll see in a moment. The Ramah, adding on to the Shulchan Aruch, says, "V'nohagim shelo lichotz." This is what the Shulchan Aruch means. Don't wash yourself. Ben afilu betzonein, even in cold water. Washing is out. Mirosh Chodesh ve'elach, not just from Shavua Shechalbo, but from the 9 days, from Friday of this week. Okay. V'afilu be'erev Shabbat shel Chazon, the formal lecture by Dr. Daniel, asur lichotz kol ikar rosho panav v'ragal betzonein. And on the Erev Shabbos of Tisha B'Av, namely Erev Shabbat Chazon this year, right? Tisha B'Av is Motzei Shabbos. You shouldn't wash yourself either, but you can wash your head, your feet, and your legs in cold water. All right? So it's not like Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, where you can't wash yourself at all. You can wash your hands, your feet, and your head. Okay? Now, if I was a very good teacher, which I'm not, I would have said, well, let's first see the Rishonim and we'll go to the Achronim. What did I do here? I did the opposite. The reason I did the opposite is I felt around now people are going to fall asleep and at least they should know what the Shulchan Aruch says. But if you're still awake and you have nothing better to do with your lives, so listen to the next part. What is this based on? This Minhag, again, not the Gemara. This Minhag is probably based on a Mordechai. A Mordechai, as you know, was an Ashkenazic Rishon. He was the Chavrusa of, we said this many times, Nada. The Rosh. Not head, Rabbeinu Asher. He was a chavruta with the Mordechai. The Mordechai was killed at Kiddush Hashem. The Rebbe Rambam in Wittenberg was taken into captivity. You all know that story. And the Rosh was managed to move and run away to Spain, and he got a job as a Sephardic rabbi. I wonder how that was, to be a Ashkenazi in a Sephardic shul. You can read the Rosh's tshuvas, you could see. Beautiful, historic, I would call cross-denominational within orthodoxy study. Now, his Chavrusa the Mordechai killed off Kiddush Hashem, so therefore it's so important to relearn the Mordechai in the back of the Gemara. It says, Asur b'rechitza v'sicha, quoting our Gemara with regard to Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to wash yourself, you're not allowed to anoint yourself with cologne, mash madavka b'Tisha B'Av, this is only on Tisha B'Av. Mil, however, nahagu avoteinu, our forefathers, namely, the minhag by us, Ashkenazim, shelo lachol basar v'lishtot yayin v'lo lichotz mirosh chodesh. We don't eat meat and drink wine during the 9 days, and we don't wash ourselves. V'aleinu l'kayim, and you gotta keep that minhag because al titosh torat imecha. He's not alone, the Trumat HaDeshen, another Rishon, who wrote quasi responsa. Why do I say quasi? We said this many times. So Rav Yisrael Iserlin is the Trumat HaDeshen. He wasn't the guy that went to the Mizbech and took off the ashes in order to prepare it for the next day. No. He called his responsum Trumat HaDeshen. Why do I say it's quasi?
Why the title is quasi?
No, why is the responsum quasi? Because there was never questions asked of him. He made up the questions to write a halachic book. He figured, what, are people going to read a halachic book? They're not going to read halacha. No one reads that. You got to write questions, crazy questions, and then he writes the halacha. So, she'ela, quasi question, he made up in his own study. Mirosh chodesh avadatani, 9 days. Shari lechos betzonein, kedom benahara. Can I wash myself in cold water? Like going to the river and washing myself, as was the custom in those days, to wash yourself. There was no indoor plumbing. It wasn't a Jewish custom. It was a general custom because there was no indoor plumbing. Tshuva. Now comes the answer. The answer is an answer, just it wasn't a question. It says the Truma Sadeshin, Yirahah, I think, the Lachahora Mashma de Asur. He believes it's Asur. And what he does is he reads it into the Gemara we just quoted. And this is interesting. The Achi Masik Perakama de Tainis, Koshu Mishum Avel, then Bechamim Mitzana Asur. The Chomashinim Nimir Rosh Chodesh Adatanit, Mishum Evelu. So when it says the word Evel, everyone here around the table said, no, it means a guy sitting Shiva. Says the Truma Tadesh, no, it means any mourner over the Beis HaMikdash, mourner sitting Shiva. According to that logic, why don't we start from the 3 weeks? I don't know. But he says 9 days, and he reads it into that Gemara. Dahainu mi Rosh Chodesh ad HaTa'anit, kidamuchach po'or zabur, b'mordechai, denahagu isur b'rechitza. Umiu, he admits, aha demashma talmudet dafka b'tisha b'vasur b'rechitza. It's true. In the Gemara we just quoted, even though I read it in, it really means until... It means on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to wash yourself. Mikol makom, however, nirah the kivanda or zavur and Mordechai pliga Allah baha, because the Mor Zavur and the Mordechai are cholik on what? And the Gemara seems to imply, but they're cholik. They use sabri the nagum Rosh Chodesh ve'elach. They believe you're not allowed to shower at all from Rosh Chodesh. Hachanami name of the Hanami pliga danu nagu afilu betzonein. So according to Truma Tadeshin, it came from wash yourself in cold water. So too. Says the Mordechai. Now we can understand the Raman, the Shulchan Aruch, with this minhag of not showering at all. The Maharshal, later on in history, he was a contemporary of the Rama. The Maharshal comes along and says, I was asked the following question. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, there's a minhag not to eat meat and drink wine during the 9 days. There's another minhag. Not to eat meat and drink wine, take a wild guess.
During the 3 weeks.
During the 3 weeks. So this is the question asked to the Maharshal. If I have that minhag, does that mean I can't shower for 3 weeks? And the Maharshal, in a very nice way, thank God, says, thank God, no. Nothing to do with one another. Lo taloi rechitza betanit klal. Nothing to do with one another. There's mourning over the Beis HaMikdash, and there's a fast day, and these are two separate things. Fast day, washing is out. Mourning, quasi-washing is in, and we'll see why in a moment. And he goes on and says, ve'od, another reason, meniyat achilat basar talui b'tzara, u'meniyat mirchatz talui b'avelut. Why don't you eat meat? To make yourself feel bad. Why don't you shower? Because of avelus. Well, avelus is avelus on Tisha B'Av, not on before Tisha B'Av. And he goes on to say, the Gemara doesn't say it. So he finally goes on to say, that even though there is a minhag in the times of Maharshal not to wash at all during the 9 days, and everyone accepted it. Quite frankly, it's not. It's a minhag. It's not in the Gemara. And then he ends with the following. So, I'll be honest with you. During the 9 days, I don't like the fact that Jews don't shower on Erev Shabbos. Maybe because he goes to shul, he smells the stench. Maybe because he says it has nothing to do with Torah, because it's not in the Gemara. But he says, Maya says, Shekvanit Pasheta Minhag. What are you going to do? The minhag's stronger than me. It's out. So according to this, we have a minhag. The Rambam said Merchatz, which we all said spa, bathhouse, whatever. But it seems like in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, washing in general, no washing, nothing.
And what if you live in Coney Island?
One second. We'll get to the Coney Island, then we'll get to Israel. But in general, right now, just to understand Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and we saw from the Mordechai downwards in the generations, no washing. The only caveat the Ramah gave us was Erev Shabbos, to wash your head, your feet, and your hands, and in cold water. Remember that. Just to finish the picture, the Ramah does say, middle paragraph, v'yesh mikilim b'chafifat ha'rosh b'chamin l'mishir agil b'kach kol ha'shabbat. And there are those that are mekel to wash your hair if you do it every Erev Shabbos. Comes along the Magen Avraham and jumps on this, and he says why it's okay, because quite frankly, only Tisha B'Av is out for washing. V'ein la'kel b'zen, you shouldn't be mekel, de'en on regilim kol kach b'rechitza. Because we're not used to washing all the time. Remember that too. So remember that the Ramah allows you to wash your head, your feet, and your legs in cold water. Remember that he says, but if you every Erev Shabbos wash your head, you should. And remember the Magen Avraham saying, we shouldn't be Mekel because we don't do that every Erev Shabbos. Remember those three words. Okay? Now let's go on. Comes along the Ramban and says, because it's a minhag, quite frankly, a tzorach mitzvah shari, if a woman has to go to mikvah, for any other reason, there's a mitzvah to wash, you can do it. And the Gra explains that in due respect, it's all a minhag, and therefore, if it's not for tanlug but for a mitzvah, if it's not for pleasure but for a mitzvah, it's okay. I'll quote, Ve'od b'chobr chitza she'na shel ta'anuk, plus rak le'mitzvah, mutar af b'tishaba. I added the plus. Whoever wants to wash himself, not for pleasure, and for a mitzvah, two things, it's fine. And indeed,
If I go to the mikveh every day,
absolutely,
then I can go on Tisha B'Av too, is what you're saying.
Many have said that you can go on Tisha B'Av. We usually don't. We don't go on Yom Kippur either. Because the Rama, because the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara says Tisha B'Av washing is out. Totally. Right? Mm-hmm. We're talking here, Harold, about the minhag, not to wash yourself during the 9 days, in which anytime you have an excuse, it's okay. So the excuse the Rama brings, the Gra, is mitzvah, going to the mikveh for a woman, maybe for a man, don't know. And obviously, if it's not shel ta'anug and it's lak le'mitzvah, maybe you need one or the other, I don't know. Rav Avadya Yosef in Shutya Chavidat asks, are we allowed to wash ourselves during the Erev Shabbat Chazon? And he goes on and he says that, quite frankly, the Gemara doesn't say anything about not washing yourself, ulam, only from the time of Sudam of Seket on a regular year, Tisha B'Av afternoon. Ulam, however, minag Yisrael lachmir b'rechitzav kol Tisha B'Av. It's a minag not to wash before Tisha B'Av. So, to sum up the shir until now, the Gemara doesn't talk about not washing at all during the... So, the Gemara doesn't talk about not washing at all except for on Tisha B'Av. There's a minag Yisrael going back, we found it in the Mordechai, so you can go on and on. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah bring it, not to wash yourself at all. The only caveat the Ramah gave was Erev Shabbos, head, feet, legs. He also says if you wash your hair every Erev Shabbos, fine. And the Magen Avraham says, we're not used to it, but if you're used to it, fine. Therefore, the Gra jumps and says, if it's any excuse such as a mitzvah, not for pleasure, it's fine. And indeed, just to sum up, I want everyone to remember, we are talking here about a minhag only. Not a halacha. A minhag. Minhag we should keep, but a minhag. Now we'll get into what we should do. Yeah.
This term yistinus, or
yistinus. Yistinus, yeah.
When did that begin? I thought it was like a Gemara term, but they added it.
I don't want to deal today about an yistinus, someone that's overly sensitive, simply because that's a special case. I want to make the point today that even if we're not istinuses, we're regular people, we're not too sensitive, perhaps everything we just learned is very nice, but we misunderstood it totally. And I'm going
to
explain in a minute.
I thought they tried pulling that term to the generation somehow.
There are those that say it, because what they do is they read the Shulchan Aruch and they say, Lo lirchot, oh my gosh, we can't take a shower, so let's get out of this. We'll say we're all istinuses. And istinus can even wash himself during Shiva. So we're all istinuses, al kain, it's okay. We really shouldn't, but we're overly sensitive. The whole generation is overly sensitive. So if in the time of the Gemara we're talking about a select few, today we're all part of the select few. Mashallah maha davar domeh. There's a select few called Shevet Levi in the Rambam. The high cadre of Talmidei Chachamim, they shouldn't be taken into the army. So today you got thousands upon tens of thousands saying, we're all part of that cadre. The Jewish people can't survive without me. Now I like that statement. The Jewish people can't survive without me. Bishvili Nivral, I am so important, I better justify my existence on earth. I like that part. But to say the entire generation's like that select few, that's a stretch. I don't like to say those stretches. So I'd like to now, with your permission, Bruce, not talk about, okay, we're a special case. We're overly sensitive. We live in air conditioning. Anytime we get a bit hot, we got to take a shower. No, I want to talk about the fact that today, we're not violating the halacha, God forbid. We're not disregarding a minhag, which we can live with, but I don't want to go there. I want to say we misunderstood everything we just read. You ready?
I just want to conclude. I thought the people that might shower once every week or two, at best, is really different from people that shower.
Oh, now you're talking. Turn the page. Let's see. What is this class called? Anyone remember?
Showering.
Brunstein, letting off steam. No, that's not what the class is called. What is the class called? Not showering. No, this class in general. Halacha, how does it work? I made the point endless times, and I hope I made it very clear, that Jewish law is an independent discipline. As Rav Soloveitchik said, that was what Korach didn't understand. He said common sense should govern the halacha. So common sense, I got a bath at home, why do I need to go to a mikvah? Common sense, I can get clean at home. Common sense, why do I need to keep kosher? It's all because of hygiene. So if I cook my stuff real well, I can eat pig. Right? Common sense. Why do I need a mezuzah on the door if I have Sifrei Kodesh in the room? Common sense. Answer is, the halacha is not governed by common sense. It's an independent discipline. If you want to say it's not, then say, why did the apple fall off the tree? Not because of gravity. No, it's because the tree had too much weight. It had to let off weight. It felt overweight. Right? It's common sense. It's a nice story. Quite frankly, it has nothing to do with reality. So I would like to suggest, as I said many times, the halacha explains itself within itself. So if I saw in the Ramah the words, Panav, Yadav, Raglav, and Sone, and I say, wait. Whoops! Where do we find that? In halacha. That you can only wash your hands and your feet and your head. Well, we're dealing with Avelus on the Beis HaMikdash in the 3 weeks. Let's go to Hilchos. Avelus, a mourner sitting on the floor. 7 days. Can he take a shower or can't he? Now let's learn. Yoredeya. Now we're going from Orach Chaim to Yoredeya. The end of Yoredeya deals with Hilchos Avelus. Okay, after kosher food, what happens if you have meat and milk together? Bishulakum, Mezuzah, Hilchos Tamutar, go on and on and on and on. And then, Simon Shin Mem, 340, Kriya. Shin Mem Aleph is Aninus, and onwards. So we're now in Shin Pei Aleph. Fortunately, a loved one died. We buried him or her in the ground. We're sitting Shiva. Rechitza Ketzad. An Avel sitting on the floor can't wash himself. What's Rechitza? You ready for this? Got something better to do now? You okay?
I'm okay.
Good. Asur Lichotz Kol Gufo. You can't wash your entire body. Afilu Betzonein, even in cold water. Abal Panav Yada Viraglav. Sound familiar? Bechamin asur bitzonein mutar. Wash your head, wash your hands, wash your feet. Cold water, yes. Hot water, no. So if I was just reading it and I see the word richitza, lirchos, can't wash yourself at all, even a shower's out. You can't wash your entire body. You can't get out of the shower and say, I washed every part of my body. Now, you tell me, how is it possible to wash your head, your hands, and your feet, and not wash your entire body? What do you do? Acrobatics? Here we go. 9 days. Everyone's going to break their shower stools. So if I look at this, I say, wait a minute. What is rechitza kol gufo? It doesn't mean like we say in modern Hebrew, we go into a shower, and by the end of the shower, we have washed our entire body. It means to go into a bath, a jacuzzi, and immerse your entire body. Like we do when we tovel kelim. Like we do when we're tovel in general, we have to wash our entire body at once into the mikveh. That's why the mikveh has the dimensions it does. You can't go into a bath during the 9 days and during the time you're sitting Shiva. And you can't go into a jacuzzi. And probably swimming is out as well. But washing your body, head, hands, feet, which is an example, is okay as long as it's not in pleasuring hot water. And sonin doesn't mean freezing cold. It probably means what we call lukewarm. I'm saying that as my own observation, but you can disagree. Because on Hilchos Shabbos, we talk about chamin, which is above yatzal ledidvel. Anything different is tzonin. Okay, we don't have the word posher, which in modern Hebrew means lukewarm. Okay? Now I'll prove my point. The imayam eluchlach bitit v'tzoah. And if you're totally dirty with mud, wash your entire body. Wait a minute, didn't you just say you shouldn't wash your entire body? I just said you can't get out of the shower. I washed every part of my body. I had to only take care of my head, my hands, and my feet. How come when you're dirty you can? Just wash off where the dirt is. I would like to suggest, what is the Shulchan Aruch telling us over here?
There's a difference
between pleasure watching and washing when you're dirty. If you're sweaty, or hygiene dictates to shower, you shower. Going into a nice bath and sitting there and looking at the sky and drinking a cup of wine, that's pleasure. But washing yourself from dirt, from sweat, absolutely mutter for an avel sitting in Shiva. Now say a kal v'chomer beno shel kol shekein, kal v'chomer the son of the kol shekein, will come and say, absolutely for the minhag of avelus during the 9 days. And if you think I'm crazy, let's look at the Avav Rav Avadya Yosef. He goes on in his very tshuva, and he says, minhag Yisrael lachmir berechitza, af kodem Tisha B'Av. We have a minhag not to shower before Tisha B'Av. But he goes, midivrei harambam maharamban hanal, shelo asu b'shava shavua shechal bo Tisha B'Av ela knisa lemerchatz, klomar, lihitrachetz b'mayim chamim. What did they mean? Going into a merchatz. What's a merchatz? A bathhouse, a bath. A bath of water. In hot water. If it was cold, it would be okay. However, there was a roar that Mordechai we quoted. Quite frankly, they're working off the Ravya. And the Ravya basically says, I outlawed pleasurous washing during the 9 days. Not if you're hot. Not if you're hygiene. And therefore, cold water would probably be okay. Well, Nam, he acknowledges, of what Joseph brings everyone, Yesh achronim shechmiru gam betzonin. There are achronim that were machmir even with cold water. Mikol makom, however, beyot shekol yisod chur mazoy no meikah alaha mitrat minhag, because it's only a minhag. Oh, be'eret Yisrael en minhag baror. And in Eretz Yisrael, it's not clear. Do we go by Sfaradim or Ashkenazim? After all, we duchen every day against the Ramah. We don't say Kiddush at night, Friday night, against the Ramah. On the other hand, we keep the Ramah for Kitniot. So what exactly is our minhag over here in Israel? It's probably okay. So I'm going to leave out today the swimming in a ocean or in a pool. He says, Likalech Betzonein should be fine, afilu b'shavua shechal bo Tisha B'Av. Okay? And then he goes on to say, that's a beautiful phrase in Rav Avadya Yosef. With the hay means, and the Jewish people are leaving Egypt in the time of the eve of the split of the Sea of Reeds. The Yad Rama with a outstretched hand. So what does he use? He plays on words. The Ashkenazim yotzim biyad Rama. For many generations, the Sfardim said, or Rav Avadya Yosef wanted to say, the Sfardim say that we follow the Shulchan Aruch, whose name was what? Yosef. So what is the pasuk he quoted? Lechu Yosef, kol acher she'tomar lachem ta'asu. Go to Yosef, anything he says, do. Beautiful pasuk. By the way, who said that pasuk? Paro. So that Holy Sephardic Jewry is pasking like the Shulchan Aruch, as Paro told him to. And the Ashkenazim always say, Uvenei Yisrael yatzim biyad Ramah. We go out with the Ramah with an olive. So he says, this poor Ashkenazim to have this Ramah who went on to say, don't wash, blah, blah, blah. He says, Yesh lachmir af bitzonein. You should machmir even with cold water. However, po'alim ashavim mimelachtam shtufei zeyah. Uvelo miklachat bitzonein yeshem tzara for Ashkenazim. The ones that work and come home and they're sweaty. And without a shower, they feel tzar rav. They feel anguish. Yesh lachmir. I would like to suggest, even though Rav Avadya Yosef says, all right, if they have their sweaty or whatever, we can allow it. I would like to say, this whole halacha has to deal with pleasure, not with washing yourself for hygiene. After all, the Shulchan Aruch allowed us to wash ourselves if we're dirty, which, by the way, it's the halacha also on Tisha B'Av. If you're dirty, you can wash your hands normally. And, quite frankly, if that's the case, in Kol Shekein, we can shower, which is not a pleasure, it's just a regular thing. As long as you don't make it into a pleasure, not a half an hour shower, but a quick shower. Now I'll prove my point.
On Tisha B'Av,
you can wash your hands if you're dirty on the 9 days. Now I'm going to prove my point. The Gemara we quoted in Tainis, that the Mordechai, excuse me, the Turan Theshon want to read into, this is what our minhag is based on. It says there, at the regular, at the Gemara that says you're not allowed to wash, Amar Avidi Baravin, and therefore we lock up what? The bathhouses. Doesn't say we lock up the wells. Doesn't say we lock up all water supply. We lock up the bathhouses. That's where pleasurous washing of your body happened, or pleasurous bathing.
It was in public.
not only in public, but it was pleasure. Then there was no indoor plumbing. It says the Aruch HaShulchan, this is already getting close to the 20th century. In general, you're allowed to shower on all the three fast days, except for three fast days for the Chorban. There's a minag not to. So if Asar B'Teves comes to the Erev Shabbos, you can take a shower in hot water, cold water, and Aminei Klal V'Yachol Lichot B'Tzoneh. Cold water, no minag at all. And he knows the Rama better than me, and he says there's no minag at all. V'chein La'Aziyah B'Merchatz Gamken Mutar. This is a good one. You can go to Auschwitz. Why can you go to Auschwitz? Today we would say that was the pleasure of the pleasure. Why can you go to Auschwitz? De'ein Zetanu Gela Asarat Tzar Zeyah. So you go to the Auschwitz too. Take off the sweat in order to switch it with other sweat, and it's only because you're sweating, that's okay. Yeah. Rav Moshe Feinstein, 20th century, small tshuva, in the middle of a tshuva, he says, L'gabei sheilat b'nei yeshiva, yeshiva bachas don't work, as we know. You know why? They don't learn Tanakh. You know why they don't learn Tanakh? Because there's a book in there. Iyov. You know how you say Iyov in English? Yeah. Don't say it. Dirty word. B'nei yeshiva, they're sitting in yeshiva all day in the air conditioner. Or not in the air conditioner. In bayom chom, in a hot day. Mutar lechotz achar rosh chodesh av ad erev tishabav. Can they wash during the 9 days? Me'achar shemuchanim mechonim la'asir hazeyah, because they want to take off the sweat. Ve'lo michamat ta'anuk. And not because it's a pleasurous. But as Rav Moshe Feinstein say, lo mekoros, nothing. Three words. Anyone want to say it? Be'emet yesh la'akel. Truthfully, yes. Now you can say, okay, it's a minhag, they're hot, epis. I'm saying no epis minhag. If Rav Moshe Feinstein wanted to say, okay, if they're very hot, you'd have to write a tshuva, how hot should they be? And how should they take a shower? The answer is no. There was never a minhag not to shower yourself because of sweat or hygiene. The minhag was not to have pleasurous bathing. So even though we read the Shulchan Aruch with our modern Hebrew, and he said, Asur lirchotz, no wash, quite frankly, he was talking in a context of washing for pleasure. After all, he used the words, Rosh Shofana V'Yagla B'Tzonein, and he said Erev Shabbos, because indeed, they washed Erev Shabbos. They didn't wash every day. What do you think, they went to the bathhouse every day and washed themselves? They didn't have indoor plumbing. And therefore, it's so easy for Moshe Feinstein to say, no issue. And the Aruch HaShulchan said, never a minhag, even though he knows the Ramah. The minhag was pleasurous. So during the 9 days, people ask me, should I go swimming? I say no, unless it's for exercise. That's not tanuk. But if you go not for exercise, it is tanuk. People ask me, can I take a shower? I always say, well, don't make the shower too hot. That's out. That's our minhag, Ashkenazim, for sure. And maybe the Shulchan Aruch, one of the two dayos. Number two, make it quick. Wash yourself to take off the zayah. And absolutely, and I say that for an oval too. If you would have asked me, can an oval go into a bath? I would have said, oh, if he's an istinus and he's very, very worried and he's very upset, and maybe. No, I'm saying on a regular shiva, nothing regular about a tragic shiva, but a regular shiva, a person can ultimately not have pleasurous washing, but showering just for the sake of getting yourself clean is probably 100% fine. As long as the water is not too hot, and as long as you don't make it into a pleasurous bath. Yeah?
It's interesting that they locked up the bathhouse, because I thought, as you mentioned, since there's no indoor plumbing, there might have been people went there to just hang out, lie around in the hot water. Others, because they had different levels of water, cold water also.
Okay.
Some people might have gone there just to get this clean once a week before Shabbos. For cleaning purposes.
Could be.
Hygiene. And yet they're...
Could be. And he says, even though it's for cleaning purposes has to be done with a sense of perspective. Namely, even though, yes, if you go into a bath, you're also getting clean. But you're also enjoying yourself. Baths are out because of the second clause of what I just said. Now, if you don't believe me, then let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Ayein the kame afilu betzonin yesh lahazeh, lufua mutar afilu bechamin afilu b'shavua shechal bo tishabav. You're not allowed to wash yourself even in cold water. However, lerefua mutar, even in hot water. What's lerefua?
Health.
Not medicine. That's a totally different thing. Not dangerously ill, of course. A minhag would be put away. And therefore, the same Mishnah Berurah says, v'chen ketanim sheshem chatatin barosh. What's chatatin barosh? But this is one of the Isurim in America in every camp. If you have it, the whole camp goes into what we call emergency mode, lice, right? Everything has to be washed in hot water. Every head has to be checked. In Israel, what can I say? I wish this was the case. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, you have lice. You know, quite frankly, you can live with lice. Not nice, but you can live with it.
You don't have hair.
You know, again, lerchotz roshan. You can wash their hair. What's the story over there? I don't understand this, sir. Washing? Wait till after the 9 days and wash them up. Answer is, what did we say? Pleasurous is out. If it's not pleasurous, you have lice in your head. It's for medical purposes or keep yourself healthy. Anything that's not ta'anug is in. Ta'anug, out. Leave onik Shabbos for Shabbos. Not ta'anug, in. So, my reading of the Shulchan Aruch is, even though it says asur lichotz, which in modern Hebrew means don't wash at all, my reading is it means pleasurous. My proof is the fact that he allows it on Erev Shabbos, and he allows anything for cleanliness, which is then in his time was head, hands, and feet, which even an avel sitting Shiva is allowed, kal vachomer, if we're going to the 9 days. However, if you want to disagree with everything I just said, and say with the greatest respect, it says, I'm going like the Shulchan Aruch. No washing. Coast to coast. I'm going to go from beginning of the 9 days to the end. Even on Erev Shabbat Chazal. By me, I'm going to disregard the fact, Lemisha Ragil Bekach Kol Shabbat. No, I'm not used to it. Even the last Shabbos I washed, this Shabbos I'm going to shower. No, I'm not going to shower. Quite frankly, we said earlier that an Avel is not allowed to wash himself. Comes the Ramah. Remember the Ramah? He was the one that was Machmir all the way, right? The Ramah in Hilchos Avelus says, V'chol zeh midinai noaser rak Shiva. All of the things we said about washing is only during Shiva. Aval achar kach mutar b'uchitza. After Shiva, you can wash yourself normally. Ella, here comes the biggest Ella, shenahagu ha'idna la'asur b'uchitza kol la'amidjom. He quotes the Maharam, the Hagod, Maimoniot, that says, we have a minhag not to wash ourselves, even during Shloshim. V'afilu l'chov ha'rosh, even to wash your head. V'ein l'shanot ha'minhag, and you shouldn't change the minhag, because it's an old minhag. Okay, comes the Gra and says, that indeed, the Gemara we quoted said what it says, v'hanach yomim na minhagu mishum evel, and these days we also do it because of evel, namely. We, during the 9 days, are doing it because of mourning, since we have a minhag not to wash all of Shloshim, we don't wash during the 9 days. Now, what is the Gra implying? That these days, namely the days between Rosh Chodesh Av and Tisha B'Av, is equivalent to the Avelus of Shloshim. Shloshim, right? He just said it. V'afilu b'Erev Shabbat Shechazon kemo ba'evel. Just like a guy in Shloshim on Erev Shabbos. Comes along Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the father of the Rav Soloveitchik we quote a lot, in a book that was published a few years ago by Rabbi Konensberg, Rabbi Yakim Konensberg, with the Shiurim of Rav Soloveitchik on Avelus in general and on Avelus of Tisha B'Av in particular. When his wife died in 1967 after his mother died a few months before and his brother died, he had a terrible year in 1967 as the Jewish people were happy about the Six-Day War. He had a terrible year. The only way he got out of it was he gave Shiurim on Avelus. And those Shiurim were transcribed and eventually, not transcribed word for word, but summarized and put out in this book. It came out a few years ago. Whoever wants the book, I have two copies. Wonderful, wonderful little sefer, small little, I would say, lumdus-oriented things, but succinct. So he says, "Ubi'er b'zeh agon Rav Moshe Soloveitchik," as we said during Sfira, all the avelos of the 9 days is like Shloshim. What do we do today during Shloshim? We don't shave. Can't shave during the 9 days. We don't take haircuts. No haircuts in 9 days. Let's go further. We not take a shower during the 9 days?
No,
so let's go Shloshim. Shloshim, do we take a shower during Shloshim?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Everyone said yes. So he says, Medina. Umedina, any sort of chutzpah, velo v'toch shiva. Both the Ramah and the Gra acknowledge that during Shloshim you can take a shower. It's only during Shiva. But there's a minhag not to. Right? Because we have a custom that from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av we act like in Shloshim, and then Tisha B'Av we act like sitting Shiva, we sit on the floor. Therefore, we shouldn't take a shower. And therefore, since today in the year Rav Moshe Soloveitchik died in 1940. We're now in the year 2019. Look at any Shiva pamphlet. Any Shloshim pamphlet. What does it say? After Shiva, you can take a shower. Val Pize, Hela Gramzal, Toil Bizvanaze, in a logim leaves Norma Chitzafil Ba'avel Toch Shiva Bilvat, Uchedina de Gemara, Mimela Mistaber, the Huadin, in Sarichlach Mirichitzam, Rosh Chodesh Avadatanis. What does Rav Moshe say? That since I put everything into halachic categories, and 9 days is equal to Shloshim. And since during Shloshim there was a minag not to wash, but we don't have that minag anymore, therefore you can wash normally during the 9 days. Don't even worry about everything I just said.
Wow.
So that is wow! Right? So everything we said about the Ramah, says Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, was all based on the minhag not to wash during Shloshim. But since we don't have that minhag anymore, out! Now you should know that Rav Moshe Feinstein disagrees with this whole school of thought. We said it during Sfira when we talked about shaving for Shabbos. I'll quote it again. He writes a tshuva in Chelek Dalet of Orach Chaim. Hinei ha'im echad osek be'ezem mischar la'melacha. She'im lo yistaper etzkanol b'yamei ha'sfira. If a person is working and he needs to shave for work purposes, and if he doesn't, he's going to lose money. Mutar. Why? Because the minhag never applied if you're going to lose money for it. Rav Moshe Feinstein only allowed shaving during Sfira or during the 3 weeks if you need to. According to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, there was never an iser to shave during the 3 weeks, only during the 9 days, because during Shloshim we don't shave, so during the 9 days we don't shave. During the Shloshim we don't wear a freshly laundered garment, so 2 9 days. Showering, yeah, there used to be a minhag. It's gone! Rav Moshe Feinstein said, no, the minhag can do. It's not put into halachic categories. Whatever is out of Shloshim is not in the 9 days. Minhagim, just add it on. Whatever it is. So the minhag not to shave, not to take a shower, and not to take a haircut, and not to do laundry. Just minhagim. Just keep on going minhagim. You know what the corollary of it is? Rav Moshe Feinstein said, his low minhagim says, well, since it's a minhag of kitniyot, we only have a minhag of what was at the time when they made the minhag. Therefore, anything new, such as peanuts, is not in. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank disagrees. He says, no, we take the klal, whatever it is, we rule, and we go with it. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik goes with the rule. What is the halachic category of the 9 days? Shloshim. So whatever we do in Shloshim, we don't do during the 9 days. Since today we take showers during Shloshim, we can take showers during the 9 days, take this whole shear, throw it out. The whole shear is based on the Ramah's minhag, not to shower during Shloshim, which is not Medina de Gemara, therefore he says, Nagu, Nagu, Nagu. Not applying. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says, no, a minhag is a minhag, whatever the Jewish people do, not connected to the rules of Avedis. But you have Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. So therefore I want to sum up and I say, even though Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said what he said, I think that during the 9 days that indeed the Jewish people are, I believe, trying, as Dr. Daniel said, to feel the sadness, and the only way to do it is to sort of limit ourselves in various different ways. So therefore, I believe that the proper thing to do today is to say as follows. It could very well be, first of all, everyone has to acknowledge that it's not a halacha, it's a minhag. Number two, the question is this minhag apply to every showering, or does it apply only to pleasurous bathing? I made the point, I think it only applies for pleasurous bathing. Therefore, the Ramah says you can wash yourself on Erev Shabbos in such and such way, like we do every Erev Shabbos. So if we do it every day, what's the difference? And therefore, if you have medical purposes, it's fine. And therefore, the Rav Moshe Feinstein said, if the Bnei HaYeshiva are hot, they can take a shower. Any excuse that takes you out of pleasure and puts it into need, it's fine. But if you don't want to read that into the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, then you can say, okay, maybe the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah were functioning under the guise that 9 days equals Shloshim, which equals no bathing. But today, in the year 2019, Shloshim does not equal non-bathing, and therefore you can bathe all you want, even in hot water. If you ask me, I tell people, we have to feel the mourning of this period of time, and therefore we have to limit ourselves a bit. So how do we limit ourselves a bit?
Quicker
shower, less hot, but obviously to clean yourself. And only to clean yourself, and so too on Erev Shabbos. And I don't like the people saying, no, Erev Shabbos is different, as you saw. The Ramah says, whatever you do Erev Shabbos, you can do in honor of Shabbos. I think you have to be very careful not to overexceed it. And therefore, my particular point of view on this is not istin, it's not istin, I believe, mi'ikar adin. Anything that's not pleasurous bathing, but rather of a need, can be done during the 9 days. If it's not of a need, then it is not done during the 9 days. And the corollary of it would be laundering. Do we launder our clothing every day in order to wear it?
No.
No? And therefore, it's something we do every few days, so we push it off till after Tisha B'Av, just like a haircut we don't do every day. We don't have to haircut ourselves. But showering is a daily activity of a human being in the year 2019, not for pleasure. In the morning, when a person gets up, he has 10 minutes to get to shul, somehow he gets in a shower. And it's not pleasure, believe me. It's under a lot of pressure. And therefore, I believe that today there is no ister to shower. There is an ister to bathe, to go to a jacuzzi, to go to a spa. All those things are out. And even if you're an istinus, I don't believe there's a lot of room, unless for some reason you can't stand up in a shower. And then it's a different story. But if you can stand up and shower, I believe that showering with less hot water, a little shorter, is absolutely in. And I would say if it's in, then it's a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv because if not, you're making all the people around you feel uncomfortable. Yes?
Why would shaving and haircuts be different than this idea of why not apply a similar idea?
First and foremost, because shaving and haircuts are out during shloshim while showering is in.
Okay.
Second of all, shaving is maybe a daily activity, but even though it's a daily activity, it's actually usher during shloshim probably. I say probably. Haircuts for sure is not a daily activity. So shaving you can make an issue, and therefore a bunch of fines instead if there's a need, okay. But haircuts, what's the need? Take a haircut before, and you're fine. More than that, laundering clothing is not a daily activity. Now, if a person has one pair of underwear, maybe it is. But it's not a daily activity. You don't go home every day. You brush your teeth. You use mouthwash. You have a fight with your wife. And you launder your clothing. That cannot be a daily activity. I've never heard that. I never heard that. Therefore, when people come to me and say, we want to put our washing machine on a timer so it's a start on Shabbos, I always say, what's the big need to be over on the Takanat Chachamim of Afsha de Milta, hearing a forbidden noise in your house on Shabbos? What's the big... I understand the big need to have coffee. I am one of the people that allows coffee machines to be put on a timer on Shabbos. I understand. You need to wake up. You need to daven. I get the need. I get the need for crock pots. I get the need for hot plates. I get the need for many things. What's the need to put the laundry on? The answer is there is no need. It's just a mishigas. But showering, I think everyone agrees it's a need. Not shaving. Okay, you look like a schlump, perhaps. That's part of reminding yourself you're in mourning. But is it a need? Well, some people it is a need. The minute they don't shave, they're scratching all day. That's a story of like the lice over here. But if it's not a need, it's a want, I think it's out. So the sum of this year, if you want to remember nothing I said, just remember one thing about the 9 days. Needs are in. Wants are not necessarily. Have a good day.